for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A law enforcement official says the Afghan immigrant wanted in connection with explosions in New York City and New Jersey has been taken into custody following a shootout with police officers. The official says two officers were shot in the encounter in Linden, New Jersey. The person wasn't authorized to discuss any more in the ongoing investigation. Authorities were looking for Ahmed Khan Rahami, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Afghanistan, with an address in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama Monday called on Americans not to succumb to fear after the bomb attacks in New York and New Jersey and a mass stabbing in Minnesota over the weekend.
You know, at moments like this, I think it's important to remember what terrorists and violent extremists are trying to do. They are trying to hurt innocent people, but they also want to inspire fear in all of us and disrupt the way we live, to undermine our values. And so even as we have to be vigilant and aggressive, both in preventing senseless acts of violence, but also making sure that we find those who carry out such acts and bring them to justice.
You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. Saudi Arabia said Monday it arrested 17 people from three cells linked to the Islamic State group, which planned to attack military and other facilities. The Interior Ministry said 16 men and one woman were in custody. They are mostly Saudis, but include one Yemeni, an Egyptian, and a Palestinian. They are the latest arrests connected with the Sunni extremist group in Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. A U.S. Air